Strung along the California coast are 21 Spanish mission churches. They were founded more than 200 years ago by Catholic priests. Today, they are historic landmarks, attracting 5.5 million visitors a year. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that to rescue them from decay and collapse, preservationists want the federal government to fund much-needed repairs.
As every fourth grader in California's public schools learns, the missions were dreamed up by Franciscan Father Junipero Serra. He set them up in what the Spanish government called Alta California, along El Camino Real, the Royal Road. As a train passes by San Gabriel Mission in East L.A. County, 10-year-old Christina Sluzarczyk explains what Father Serra was up to.
He started all the missions because he wanted the Indians to learn to be Catholic, because they had all other religions and they had a bunch of gods, but they wanted to teach them that there was only one God.
Besides being forced to convert to Catholicism, hundreds of Native Americans were compelled to build the missions. That part of the state's history is now acknowledged in school books and by mission tour guides such as John Fance.
Construction was started in 1790, completed in 1805. All Indian labor, the Tongva Shoshones. Look over there. See the ruins of the old original bell tower?
Fance leads visitors around the grounds of San Gabriel Archangel. The stone church with Moorish design also features the oldest cemetery in L.A. County. Like other California missions, it originally included soldiers' barracks, stables, vineyards, and vegetable fields. Today, parishioners continue to worship inside the antiquated church. The choir at San Gabriel Mission sings from the foot of the altar during Mass these days. Last year, they had to move from a choir loft above the entrance after a termite-infested ceiling beam came crashing down.
Part of the beam came down with rock and cement, and it broke the Christ on the cross right there.
Father Arnold Gonzalez says one of the Jesus statue's outstretched arms was broken. The crucifix has since been fixed, but the loft is being propped up until repairs can be made. Also, an underground pipe leak is damaging the walls of the mission's museum. Father Gonzalez says repairs will cost about $400,000.
The church is quite old. We didn't know about the termites until we saw the droppings. Then they're 12 by 12 beams. If there are no funds available, then they just continue rotting away little by little.
For the past 100 years, parishioners, private donors, and gift shop prophets have helped keep up appearances at the missions. But now, for the first time, preservationists are looking for help from the federal and state governments. Richard Amiel heads the nonprofit California Missions Foundation.
It is a near crisis proportion, and the need is urgent. And I call it emergency. It really is.
Amiel says the foundation hopes to raise $50 million for work needed on all of the missions. Some need new roofs, new walls. Others must be completely retrofitted. California lawmakers are trying to get part of the money for repairs through a $10 million grant from the Interior Department. And there could be money from a state bond earmarked for historical projects. Amiel believes it's now the government's responsibility to help preserve the missions.
I go to Europe a lot. The incredible buildings and churches and historical sites that the government takes care of there.
Still, Amiel recognizes that budget constraints in Washington and Sacramento may delay any financial help. Back at San Gabriel Mission, docent and tour guide John Fant says California can't afford to forget its past.
These 21 precious jewels along our coast, this is our history. For us here on the West Coast, this is our link to old Europe. And this is a bit of history we don't want to lose.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.